The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And sort of sticking with all things energy, the Cabinet, we're hearing, is actively discussing a potential review to our country's ban on nuclear power. This is according to reporting in the Business Post. A number of senior ministers, including Jack Chambers, who we will be speaking to later on in the show, and James Lawless, who we spoke to last week, have expressed their openness for the ban to be reviewed. And Dennis Duff is co-founder of the 18 for Zero group, and he joins us now. Dennis, just explain to us, for people who don't know, what the 18 to Zero stands for.
Hi, Kira. Listen, yes, we formed about 7 years ago, and at the time the plan was to have 70% of our electricity from renewables by 2030. And we said 7 years ago, well, now what about the other 30%? If we had 18% from nuclear at that stage, and then the rest coming in from interconnection and storage, that was the quickest way to get to zero emissions at the lowest cost and the least environmental damage. So there's the 18%.
Okay, so 18% nuclear would result in a faster move towards zero emissions. Lots of people are opposed viscerally to nuclear, and very possibly very little you're going to say is going to make any difference to them, because it's a sort of a reactive thing almost. Tell us why you think nuclear is a good idea, and maybe, if you could, assuage some of the fears that people have around it, mostly around, in fairness, safety and security.
Yes, it's a good point. There are many people who are afraid of nuclear and who are very much anti-nuclear. But there are also, I think, many more people who would like to know more about nuclear before they make their minds up. We go as a voluntary group. We've been in places like Electric Picnic, and we've been around the country talking to the general population. And we asked them, do you think that the ban on nuclear energy should be removed so that all clean forms of electricity can be considered? And we get over 90% of the people, of the ordinary people of Ireland, would say yes, remove the bans and consider everything, and then make your mind up, rather than making your mind up before you have all the facts.
I think a lot of people would say now, in fairness, Dennis, that stoned festival goers aren't necessarily the best yardstick for whether or not, you know, the community of Ireland is open to nuclear as a whole. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, people are afraid. People remember Chernobyl. People are afraid of Sellafield. Talk to me about why you think that we don't have to be worried about that in the modern era of nuclear energy.
Yeah, but we could go into that in all great detail, but it kind of in summary, you say, well, modern nuclear reactors have taken account of the accidents. It's the same as when Titanic had a major disaster. They changed how shipping was organised. When planes crashed, they fixed the problem. And it's the same thing with nuclear. They fixed the problems that caused Chernobyl and Fukushima. So now the nuclear industry understood that nuclear wasn't being built fast enough to be able to solve the problems that the world faces. For instance, in Ireland, we have extremely expensive electricity, most expensive in the European Union. Our emissions are far too high, and we don't have energy security. As we can see from the current situation with the oil shock. And we also don't have enough electricity to be able to power our future industry. So the nuclear industry decided we're going to have to change that. So they've designed reactors that can be built quicker, that will result in a lower cost to the customer and are the lowest emissions of any power generation source. And just to put a prime example of that, if people go to France on their holidays, go to Spain on their holidays, probably the last thing they think of is, my God, this place is powered by nuclear energy. So I don't think we're actually...
I actually have driven around France and thought that, because you will actually drive by, if you're in France, nuclear reactors. You can see them. They look like something out of the Simpsons. So they're quite familiar in terms of what they look like. What people will want to know is this, though, Dennis.
Yeah.
You're talking about these small modular reactors. People keep talking about them as if they are the solution. What happens if one of them blows up? What happens if one of them is attacked by a drone, for example?
Yeah, well, they're absolutely designed to be able to handle the impact of even a large aircraft crashing into them. They're designed in a way that they're fail-safe, so that if anything goes wrong, that they shut themselves down rather than kind of as the Chernobyl one was a very bad design that was designed, if anything went wrong, it went even more wrong. Whereas in Western reactors, they're designed to shut themselves down. So they've taken account of the Fukushima type of incident and the 9/11 type of incident in the design.
So a bad actor flies an aircraft into one of these small modular nuclear reactors, and it shuts itself down and does not release radiation into the atmosphere or the surrounding environs. Is that a fact?
That's by design. That's by design. The only way you can prove that is by making it happen. But it's by design. So you've got the nuclear fuel is inside in a reactor vessel, which is inside in a containment vessel, which is hidden in behind other buildings. So it's really difficult to get out. So it's designed to be safe and designed to shut itself down, even if you lose all external power, to shut itself down safely. So things have changed.
And the other thing people want to know about is the waste that is produced. This is nuclear waste. This is radioactive waste. What happens to that?
Well, nuclear waste in general is kept at the power station site. It's put into a cooling pond for about 4 years or so and then taken out from there when it's actually cooled down to quite an extent and most of the radioactivity is gone. Now, there are some bits of it that are going to stay radioactive for hundreds of thousands of years. But what you have to realise is that anything that stays that radioactive for that long is because it's not terribly radioactive. The stuff that's really radioactive disappears very quickly because radioactivity is the breaking down of the material. So after about 10 years or so, it's able to be handled and put into engineered casks and kept on the site. And in future, what they're going to do is take that nuclear waste and change it into fuel for new reactors where you can get 60 times more energy out of it than you got the first time.
Okay. All right, so the waste may be actually recycled into something else. And in terms of what people are very interested in, even if they don't know they're interested in energy security, they are interested in it, but they're certainly interested in the cost of energy. What kind of cost savings would we have if we did have, say, 18% or more of our energy coming from home-produced nuclear energy?
Yeah, it's very hard to say because that depends an awful lot on what else would have been put in its place. And if we're trying to go for 100% wind and solar and storage and interconnection kind of a system, it's likely to be in the region of 2.5 billion euros per year, which is the cost, incidentally, of the Children's Hospital. But it's really difficult to say. You'd have to do it's kind of quite a lot of conjecture involved.
Well, France, for example, uses a lot of nuclear energy to power its grid.
Yes.
How does the French energy price per unit compare us to the Irish energy price per unit? So a country that uses nuclear, how much cheaper is their electricity to ours?
Well, French electricity is the cheapest in Western Europe, and it would be approximately 60% of the cost of Irish electricity.
All right,
so Ireland is the most expensive in Europe. So we're more expensive than Britain. Britain's more expensive than France. Nearly everybody is more expensive than France. Spain is cheaper than France when the sun is shining. But over the course of a year, France ends up having the cheapest electricity, particularly for its industry.
Okay. And maybe lastly, Dennis, why do you think it is the case, and I think it is probably fair to say that it is the case, that we have such an anti-nuclear bias, so much so that we banned in 1999 even research into the use of nuclear energy here?
Yeah, well, there's no particular reason, and there's a whole lot of reasons put forward. But I was always taught that when I'm making an argument, try to have three good reasons with regard to not go any further. So it means that there's plenty of arguments. It means that none of them are terribly strong. For instance, the 1999 Act was brought in without any consideration whatsoever with regard to whether it was a good idea or not. There's no research done on it. I actually think that if we're going to change the law on nuclear, we should do some research first. And have a look to get in the International Atomic Energy Agency and other bodies to have a look at nuclear and see, is it possible for Ireland? Would it be beneficial to us? And at that stage then, make a decision to remove the laws. We could remove the laws beforehand, but I think you have to do these things based on evidence rather than on feelings. And maybe, perhaps we've gone a lot on feelings to date.
Dennis Duff, co-founder of 18 for Zero, thank you very much for talking to us. I am very interested in what people think about all of this, and we will be putting some more questions on nuclear energy this evening to Jack Chambers.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.